Welcome to the Water Trough, where we can't make you drink, but we will make you think. My name is Ed Drozd of the Small Business Doctor, and I'm really excited you chose to join me here as we discuss topics that are important for small business folks just like you. If you're looking for ideas, inspiration, and possibility, you've come to the right place. Join us as we take steps to help you create the healthy business that you've always wanted. Hi, it's Ed Drozd of the Small Business Doctor. Welcome back to the Water Trough. And before we get going, I'd like to just remind you a bit about the meaning of the Water Trough. My purpose is not to give you information on which you will act directly. My purpose is to engage you in the thought process. Ideally, the conversations that will take place here, well, my conversation with you, will lead to your thought, your deeper thought about the subject matter. I don't expect you to go out and follow what I said because I don't present things in an actionable format. What I'm asking you to do is to give consideration to the various possibilities. Oftentimes we don't look deep enough, look far enough to understand what's going on out there. And I think that's really what the Water Trough is all about. As the motto implies, we can't make you drink, that is to say, we can't make you do what we say, but we will make you think. This is actually a great lead-in to the concept of leadership and power. When one thinks of leadership, one often thinks of implied authority. A leader is looked upon as somebody who knows, who has an idea what to do, is able to, if not tell us what to do, at least guide us as to what we should be aspiring to do. Leadership directing us to perform or to behave in a certain way. For some of us, leaders are absolutely essential. We're not self-starters. We don't have the desire, the ambition, or perhaps the capability of initiating things. So we depend upon leaders to give us opportunity to put things out in front of us, or in some sense, perhaps a crutch. But let's consider at the same time, some people are meant to be followers and some are meant to be leaders. And a leader without followers is probably something of an empty leader. The leaders themselves are not deigned to go out and do the things typically. They do work in concert with their supporters, with their followers. But this leads us to something particularly important, and that is the relationship between leadership or leading and power. You see, leadership by itself, as I had mentioned before, suggests an implied authority. We look upon leaders as being folks who have a certain amount of credibility, a certain amount of distinction from the rest of us, particularly from those of us who are not so inclined to be able to step up and make things happen on our own. People who lack the initiative, the drive, or perhaps the talent or capability. So leaders really are somewhat of a special group of people, a distinguished group of people, and a group of people that may arrive in this role for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is that their intent, their purpose is associated with fulfilling the greater good. And on the other hand, are people who want to lead for the benefit of themselves. And herein lies the relationship between leadership and power. Power comes in two forms. One of these is socialized power. And socialized power is when our endeavor is to do things for the greater good. On the other hand, we have personalized power, power that is intended to serve the person with the power. So when we consider that people, that leaders can come from one of two orientations, that is, looking out for the greater good and looking out for their own benefit, we can see that the relationship between power and leadership power, and leading is pretty straightforward. Power is essentially the ability to influence others, to do things, to take action, to make things happen. In contrast, leading is the ability to inspire others, to do things, to wish to do things, to want to make accomplishments. So inspiring and influencing are pretty close in nature. One is more of a cognitive thing. When we inspire people, we reach out to them at a certain level where they, we might say, they buy in to what the idea is. Influencing is a little bit more creative. Influencing is where we may exert some sort of pressure to accomplish things, to do things. So we've established that one cannot lead without power. One cannot inspire to get things done without exerting some sort of influence to have people follow through. What really matters here, what is at stake, is the credibility of the leader, the well-being of the follower, and the outcome of the relationship. And what I mean by this is, when we're working with a leader who has developed personalized power, their sole goal is to serve themselves, not someone else, not some other cause. It is very self-centered. And of course, we see these things all the time. On the other hand, those leaders who desire to inspire and influence others for the greater good, these folks who are employing socialized power are going to provide an outcome that will be broadly beneficial, not just serving the whims or the desires of the leader. I think the important takeaways here are these. We've identified the relationship between power and leadership. We know that they go hand in hand and that leadership does not exist without power. The opposite way, of course, is not necessarily always there. But leadership does require power. And there are choices to be made here. For the leader, the choice is, will the power and leadership that I express, that which I deliver, be designed to serve only me, or will it serve a larger purpose, a greater good? On the other hand, the followers, those that work with leaders, on behalf of leaders, they have to ask themselves a very important question as well. What is the purpose of my leader? What is their goal? Does it serve them and only them? And if that's the case, do I really wish to be actively engaged in this process? They may sound like pretty straightforward choices, but history has told us repeatedly that we often make choices to follow leaders who should not have been followed. We've often made choices to follow leaders who have delivered more harm than good. So it's important, I believe, very important for us to take a close look not only at our role as leaders, but also as a role in working with them and on their behalf. Once again, I want to thank you for joining me here at the Water Trough. I look forward to seeing you here again soon. And in the interim, I wish you a healthy business.